Tears of a Machine, 2nd Edition. If you've seen me at a convention in the past year or so, or heard me talk on one of a few different podcasts, you might already be aware that a new edition is in the works for Tears of a Machine, my tabletop role-playing game of giant robots and the emotional teens who pilot them. However, it may be that this is all news to you, so I'm going to answer a few questions on the subject. Most importantly, why a new edition? I've changed and grown as a designer over the past years, and have a better understanding of my own talents, as well as the theory that's gone into making some of the best, most successful games of the last decade. I designed a new game I really enjoyed, but it didn't feel right to add to a market with plenty of 80s nostalgia-inspired games. My wife suggested that I could take the parts I liked from that design and use it for Tears of a Machine. At first, I didn't want to go back to an earlier game, but in time I realized she's absolutely right. With only a few tweaks, I was able to begin playing Tears based on that design. What makes it different enough to warrant a new edition? First and foremost, a new rules system. I've experimented with ways to convert Tears of a Machine into other systems, but never felt comfortable that they captured exactly what I wanted to be the focus of action and attention in a game of Tears. I want rules that serve a character's motivations and build story, while still allowing for strategy and critical thinking. What I've designed meets those requirements I set for myself, balancing open narration with guiding rules that not only resolve situations, but also promote the growth of the characters. There have been some subtle but important changes to the game setting as well. For example, I'm changing the name of the spacefaring invaders to one I find more evocative, and clarifying their master plan. I'm also no longer adding unnecessary capitalization to the codename of our giant robots. What about accessibility? I am as committed as ever to bringing more accessible features to gaming. Tears, First Edition is still available as a free, synchronized text audiobook, and the new edition will be too. However, with this second edition, I started from a foundation of accessibility. I've learned more about dyslexia, as well as dysgraphia and dyscalculia, and I challenged myself to create a system that avoided numbers or complex and detailed rules. Tears of a Machine second edition character sheets are a few structured sentences with important keywords. The only numbers needed can be tracked with short stacks of tokens. Fate or fudge dice are used because they are easier to read, and the limited possible results balance flexibility with focus. This is not a Fate system game, however. It is a new system, custom designed to tell these mechadrama stories. There will be an audiobook version, and I'm planning a series of video and audio tutorials to accompany the release. I'm also investigating what it would take to have an interactive PDF version, a support wiki, and Roll20 character sheets with built-in dice rolling functionality. The real drive behind accessibility is to provide people with as many options as possible to experience the content, so I'm looking into every avenue I can. When will it be released? As soon as it's done. Really, I had hoped to be finished with the beta draft by now, but life and the world have not been kind to my writing output. However, know that the core text is all in place, playtests have all been encouraging, and right now it's a matter of connecting up all the pieces and beginning a full edit. I'm hoping to get a Kickstarter going early next year. More updates on that soon. What about the current edition? I won't be deleting the files for the old edition or taking it away from anyone. I'm still quite happy with it, a rare thing for my creative output. While the new edition is a refinement of the ideas that you'll find in the old, it's not so different that you couldn't enjoy both. That said, characters and stats and such won't really convert across editions. As the new edition develops, I'll put together a guide on how to recreate your favorite pilots in the new way of Tears 2nd Edition. Thank you for your interest in my game. I'm looking forward to being able to share more news and eventually a new game with all of you. Until then, stay safe, stay sane, and remember that from knowledge comes victory. Russell Collins.